The Department of Environmental Protection is tinkering with new regulations that would expedite public notification for pollution, but many industrial interests are pushing back. I'm Nick Evans. It's been a little over 2 months since a sinkhole opened up at a Mosaic phosphate plant in Polk County. The delay in notifying the public as millions of gallons of polluted water drained into the Floridan aquifer prompted action from the governor's office. With the stroke of a pen, Governor Rick Scott required 24-hour notification in the event of similar spills and 48-hour notification of any potential public health risks. But that emergency rule runs out on Christmas Eve, so state regulators are developing a permanent rule to take its place.
Like everyone else, I agree completely with the intent of trying to notify the public to make sure that they are informed of any real threat. Like everyone else, I agree that the department's tried hard to address some of the comments they've had in the past, and I think we're all appreciative of that.
That's regulatory lawyer David Dee, laying out a common refrain among those who spoke at the most recent public comment hearing in Tallahassee. Yet, there are some pretty large buts coming. One of the most common concerns is applicability. The rule, many commenters argue, seems to be written for land or water pollution. And Max Lee, president of the consulting firm Kugler & Associates, says that means notification for air pollution could prove tricky.
Right now, it just says if I emit more than 1,000 pounds for 24-hour period NOx boom, I have to notify my neighbors. Don't know who the neighbors are yet, but I'm going to have to notify them. However, if I've got modeling that's been done, I can say, well, I didn't impact, even though I violated my permit limit.
But predicting how air pollution might move can be expensive, and money is another major concern. In Florida, if a rule costs the private sector more than $1 million, directly or indirectly, it has to be ratified by the legislature. The department says the rule shouldn't trigger review, but Stephen James from the Florida Association of Counties doesn't agree.
We are very concerned, number one, with the statement of estimated cost. We believe, as many have indicated today, that that's grossly understated.
And Mike Soule, Vice President of State Government Affairs at Florida Power and Light, objects to shifting responsibility for risk and response determinations to private businesses. He used a hypothetical three-person metal plating shop as an example.
Well, again, my three-man metal plating shop does not have the technical expertise as to whether or not people should go on alternative water supply for any potable wells nearby when there's only been a 10-gallon or, let's use, 26-gallon oil spill. They don't have that expertise.
But to Bill Sagas, a retired teacher living in Monticello, that argument rings a bit hollow.
It's interesting that Florida Power and Light would be the one that would use that as an example when you're talking about the largest regulated industry in the state of Florida. So I understand their point, and you know, and it probably is a good point, but Mosaic Fertilizer is not a three-person plating operation.
Sagas says for people who live in rural communities like him, a polluted well could leave their property worthless. As the agency huddles to determine its final rule, the industries that will be affected are probably crossing their fingers. If the changes they're seeking don't make it into the final draft, administrative challenges could be next. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.